Hey, baby. I hope you're having a good day. It's nighttime right now. And I'm lying in my bed. I am completely naked. Because I want to do something for you. I need to come, and I wanted to record it for you, but that's not all. I want to talk to you about something, and I've been keeping a secret from you. It's something I want you to know. And this is how I want to tell it to you. Just like this. To tell you, I am so fucking needy for you. There were sparks flying from the minute that we first met, weren't there? I felt like an immediate hunger. And I'll be honest, I thought I was just horny for you. Thought that maybe if we fucked, oh god, that scratch that itch, and maybe, and that's all that it would be. But that's not what happened at all, is it? Fuck. Oh my god. Do you remember that night? When we finally hooked up for the first time? Oh god. Fuck, that sexual tension between us had felt like an incoming tidal wave. I felt it in the pit of my stomach. Oh, and that ache. Just waiting for it. And that night, it finally swept us away. Fuck. That was the hottest sex that I've ever had in my life. Do you know what's crazy? Best part, the part that changed everything, it happened after we finished, after all the passion had finally been released, and we were both naked and panting and so sweaty. My mascara was streaming down my cheeks, and I had drool dangling off of my chin, and my hair was a fucking mess, and your cum, it was everywhere. I made you nut so fucking hard. And you were lying there in that post-orgasm high in your most vulnerable and honest state. And you looked over at me with adoration in your eyes. And you said I looked so fucking beautiful. Fuck. Fuck. You don't know what that did to me. What that unlocked between the two of us. That's like a high that I'll chase for the rest of my life. Oh, fuck. Do you know what? You give it to me every time, only to leave me craving it all over again. Oh, fuck. So, here's my confession. I haven't been playing by the rules. I want to make you feel like that way about me every fucking day. So I've been tipping the scales in my favor, because all it takes is for me to get really fucking slutty for you. You're absolutely bewildered by me. So that's what I do. I send you naughty pictures and steamy voice notes, leaving my messy panties on your fucking pillow. Because those are like love letters to you, aren't they? And when we're together, I get dirty and vulgar and do really, really kinky things for you. Because you take them as acts of affection. At first, it felt selfish, dishonest, and self-serving. But the truth is, it's the most honest thing in the world. I love doing those things for you, because your love language is sex. And the way you react, and the passion, and the admiration it stirs up in you. That's mine. Oh, fuck. I think that we're fucking made for each other. I don't want this to be a secret anymore. I want you to know how fucking desperate that I am for you. Oh, God. To know the things I do for you and why I do them. Do you remember that time that we were at your friend's house party? When I had flirted and teased you all day long, knowing that we were going somewhere and we couldn't do anything about it. God, you wanted me so bad. You begged me to sneak out to the car and fuck you. And I did, didn't I? I fucked you until all the windows fogged over. Fuck. Fuck. You needed to head back in, but you wanted to stay just for a little longer. And me sitting on top of your cock deep inside me, and my big tits still pulled out of my shirt. You wanted me to hold you. Oh, fuck. Why you nuzzled into them? God damn it. Fine. Everything that you did that day was to earn that moment right there. But not everything is an elaborate scheme. I'm adaptable. Oh, fuck. Do you remember? Oh, fuck. When you made me squirt for the first time? Oh, fuck. Yeah, you do. Yes, you do. I was riding you so hard. Your dick felt so fucking good. Oh, God. And I came and squirted all over it. Not just a little. I soaked your fucking cock. Oh. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Oh. And I didn't even know I could do that. That was the first time it ever happened. Oh, fuck. Part of me so badly wanted to feel embarrassed. But then I saw that fucking look in your eyes, and Jesus Christ. I made you get up and bend me over and fuck me into the mess I made on your mattress. Fuck. You came so fucking fast, baby. Oh, God. I've never heard you moan like that. Your head was in the clouds for days after. Oh, God. I wanted you to know that nothing is off limits or out of the question for you. If you want me to just please you until you're fucking dumb. Oh, God. Or let your passions consume you and use me as your outlet. It doesn't matter. Whatever your cock wants, that's what it fucking gets. Fuck. So that's why I'm telling you this. Because I know your dick is fucking hard. And I know you've been pumping away from me, right? Oh, God. But I fucking love this. And that's why I've been playing with my pussy. And why I'm about to let you hear me come. Fuck. Because I know you want to blow a big fucking load into it. Fuck. Fuck. Your balls are probably so tight and heavy right now. Oh, fuck. I know, baby. It's okay. I'm gonna help you. Fuck. I hope this makes you come as hard as I'm about to. Fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck. Fuck, oh my God, get ready. Oh God, this is all for you, baby. Just let it all for me. Fuck, 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 I'm coming. Fuck, I'm coming, baby, fuck. Oh my God, fuck. Fuck. Oh my God. Oh my fucking God, baby. I'll work every drop out of that cock for me, that's it. Fuck, that felt so good. Oh my God. These moments of relief are fleeting for me. Because it's this moment that you fill my cup back up again, and the cycle starts all over. We're trapped in this endless loop with so much passion and so much pleasure, and I would do anything for you. I don't want this to ever end, baby.